A new state law requires students in Illinois to participate in an active shooter drill. It takes effect this upcoming school year, but Side Effects Public Media's Lee Gaines reports some parents and mental health care experts worry these drills may do more harm than good.
Rebecca Marshall is picking up her 5-year-old from day camp at the Champaign Park District in East Central Illinois. Today's activity, an active shooter drill. Marshall is anxious.
I didn't know how to prepare him for it, and I didn't want to tell him that it would be scary. I just kind of wanted to see how he felt about it, because it's terrifying to me.
But her son, Malcolm, seemed fine with it.
I know that you guys did a drill today. What happened today?
We tried to hide from Miss Kalo. And we locked the door and Miss Kalo said, open this door.
Malcolm says he wasn't scared. He thinks the drills are good. Why?
Because it's just practice. And practice is good for you.
This isn't the last time Malcolm will have to do an active shooter drill this year. A growing number of states now require schools to conduct them. In the last 2 years, 8 states, including Illinois, either passed or updated laws that require these drills. Since 2013, Illinois school districts have done active shooter drills, but they didn't have to involve students. Last year, however, lawmakers passed a bill that requires students participate in these drills. And not every kid responds to them the way Malcolm did.
So Rory is our beautiful daughter. She is 7 years old and going into second grade.
That's Diane Gordon. Her daughter, Rory, is a student at Champaign Unit 4 Schools. Last spring, Rory experienced what school district officials call a hard lockdown drill. Students are told to remain silent and keep calm.
It was heartbreaking. She was screaming and yelling. She loves school, and she kept yelling, I don't want to go back, I don't want to go back.
Rory is an anxious kid. She's on the autism spectrum and has ADHD. Gordon says Rory worried about bad people with guns for weeks after the drill.
If she saw policemen on the street who have, you know, guns, of course, in their belts, she would get really upset and say, Mommy, there's a bad guy, there's a bad guy. And I don't want her ever to think that the police are bad guys for her. They are supposed to be the safety guys.
Gordon doesn't think kids should be involved in these drills because of Rory's reaction and the lack of data to support how effective they are.
Fair enough, but an emergency can happen at any point in a school day.
That's Melissa Breimer. She's with the National Center for Child Traumatic Stress. The group offers guidance on how to implement active shooter drills in schools without traumatizing students.
Because we can't predict when an emergency is going to happen, it is important to make sure that students know the basic steps of what to do in case there are these times when an adult isn't present.
Breimer says these drills can save lives without hurting students if staff are trained in coping skills and parents are informed. But there's no studies to prove this. Stephen Schlossman says it's easier to study the effects of these drills on kids. He's a child psychiatrist at Massachusetts General Hospital and the co-founder of the Clay Center for Young Healthy Minds. He says these drills can be challenging for kids with anxiety and developmental disorders.
Despite people being super careful to make this a more palatable exercise for them, they still get pretty, you know, at best unnerved and at worst pretty traumatized.
Schlossman says most children are like 5-year-old Malcolm. They take these drills in stride, but he worries about children like Rory.
I don't know that we do ourselves any favors with these drills, but I do think that that train has left the station. Like, I can't see them stopping that.
Meaning he thinks the drills are here to stay. For Rory and her mom, Gordon, there's a caveat in the Illinois law. School staff can exempt some students from the drills. Gordon hopes that will be the case for Rory. She says the potential cost to her daughter's mental health is too great to risk it. I'm Lee Gaines,